about these rookie quarterbacks, though? Because there was a lot of eyes on how the rookies would look, understandably so. Caleb Williams making his debut, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. Yes, Bo Nix in Denver against the Seattle Seahawks. Starting with Caleb Williams. So he gets the win. He's the one rookie quarterback that got a win in his debut. And he, I thought, was pretty humble, actually, in post-game talking about his day, because he didn't put up great numbers. Guys, he was 14 of 29 for 93 yards, averaged 3.2 yards
per pass. Those are bad numbers.
It was not a good day at 15 yards on the ground, but their defense and special teams won them that game. The Bears get the win, 24-17. I'm sure that will probably be one of the worst stat lines we see from Caleb Williams this season. Overall, it's really hard to have a much different opinion on Caleb Williams after 1 week. He didn't show anything that you now view him in better light. I don't think that means he stinks either. It's just like one of those where, like, they won, but it sure as heck wasn't because they have the quarterback now.
No, it's because their defense got a pick six at a timely moment, or beat up on Will Levis late in the game. Their special teams were really good. I will chalk up week one most of the time, including Cincinnati, which we can get to later, Drew. But, like, I will chalk up most of the time that week one is weird, and I should not make all my opinions on one player just based on week one. I kind of thought Caleb Williams would come out of the gates a little stronger. A little bit stronger. 93 yards. And, you know, he's throwing the ball 4 yards per attempt. This goes back to the same problem. I don't like Eberflus. I don't think they have somebody who is going to offensively move them forward with a quarterback who should be challenged in that regard. They won, though. And, I mean, he made a couple of nice passes there at the appropriate time, so I can't really bag him for that, but I was not blown away. The person who impressed me the least was Bo Nix, which is surprising because Drew told me and maybe this is a preconceived notion. Bo Nix averaged like 3 yards per attempt. He was the worst QBR rating out of any starting quarterback not named Bryce Young, in the league yesterday. He threw two awful picks. He didn't throw the ball more than 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. Everything was next door. I thought it was terrible. Really, really embarrassing.
It just wasn't much different than what they had from Russ.
It felt like Russ.
It's game number one, right? But that's all we have to go off of.
They had a better QBR than Caleb Williams, it looks like.
Yeah, I think ultimately it ended up being slightly better. Jaden Daniels was the most impressive of the three, where the other two were, you know, very average at best. Jaden Daniels was impressive because of what we knew. Even if he struggles as a passer, we all know he's got the legs, right? He's got the dual threat ability that the other two really don't have. And that's why Jaden Daniels, I think overall, you come away from their loss against the Bucks and you felt like, okay, there were some good things from Jaden Daniels, because he's always going to be able to make something happen, at least with his legs, while he's trying to develop.
He didn't blow me away either, but he just didn't, like, I wasn't bothered by his performance.
I mean, I think
he looked like a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, he was 17 of 14. I mean, he by far had a better completion percentage. He almost threw for 200 yards. He had a nice rating, and he was able to run the ball. I think that ultimately is what, you know, him being able to run and his scrambling ability is what made him look better. I didn't watch the Bears game. I watched a little bit of the Commanders game because I wanted to see Jaden. It looked like, in terms of throwing the ball down the field, though, in their attempts, it looked like they were trying a little bit from the incompletion standpoint and the interception standpoint to let Bo Nix kind of air it out. He was making some mistakes. Missed Cortland Sutton a couple of times. The two bad picks. I don't know
if... I don't know if 42 times was his plan?
No. Probably. Well, and they couldn't run the ball.
For 138 yards?
And they couldn't run the ball. Bo Nix had the most yards on the ground.
But how the hell do you throw it 42 times and only get 138 yards? To go with two bad interceptions. I mean, like, right to the defender interceptions.
I mean, Caleb Williams almost threw 30 and threw it for less than 100. So I think... I mean, he was on pace. I don't... And doesn't have the weapons that Bo Nix does. I just think it's the rookie... Week one problem, but in your
ranked in order of impressiveness,
Jaden Daniels is by far number one.
Like, I mean, if I ranked him out of 32 quarterbacks, none of them would rank high. Jaden Daniels was the best, I guess. Caleb Williams was the second best, I guess. And then I thought Bo Nix looked the worst, but not by like some wide margin. It just didn't. It looked like three rookie quarterbacks who the game hit them pretty fast, pretty hard in week one. Now, again, maybe there's some more upside there, and certainly the Bears are going to win some games, maybe just on the strength of their defense and special teams, which puts Caleb Williams in a good spot to maybe do some winning. I'm still not impressed. I told you this going into it. The reason why I didn't buy into the Washington Commanders as like a division team is I didn't think their defense was good enough. I didn't think their offensive line could hold up. And some of those things were just true yesterday. They still look like a very incomplete team.
Chicago's defense last year is why they got to 7 wins. Remember, they got hot. Yep. Everybody thought their head coach was going to get fired. And then they were able to rattle off a bunch of wins at the end. And it was because their defense became one of the better defenses in all of football the final 7 to 8 weeks of the season. So that looked like that is still there. They were also playing Will Levis, who was horrible at times in the win for the Chicago Bears. They'll get Cale Williams going. I don't think any Bears fans should be panicking. But also, you know, if your reaction today is like, oh, Cale Williams won his debut and it's the first time a rookie quarterback is okay.
Let's, in week one, by the way, because somebody said, did Mahomes win his debut? He did.
In week 17 or whatever.
Yeah, week one is what they're talking about.
But a week one rookie, like, it wasn't because of him. I guess if you're trying to compliment him, you would say he didn't lose the game for them. He didn't throw a pick six or something like that. So I think.
Which Will Levis did.
I don't think he will still be the best of the three that we talked about, but it was a week one performance from all three rookies where you're like, okay.
They all look better than Bryce Young.
Yeah, man.
Is he just a bust?
He might just
is it too early?
It. He might just not.
Is he just a bust?
To me, I think that...
You usually know pretty quick, man.
I know, but for quarterbacks, I think it takes a little bit longer because of the system that you're drafted into. As a quarterback, I think you get 3 years.
And a lot of times in quarterbacks, you get second life. Like, look at how good Baker Mayfield looked on Sunday.
Geno Smith eventually figured it out.
I mean, knock on Bryce Young, come out of college, man. He's undersized. There's a lot of the stuff is showing up right now. I don't think you should write him off yet, but it's certainly trending in that direction. Let's see what the next month or two look like for him before we just go ahead and call it after a terrible week one performance, because that's just not a good football team, period.
Yeah, well, and it's right, and Tepper, I think all of it goes into everybody's struggles. I think that
yeah, it's a horrible organization.
Yeah, I think that hurts the
he's already got two head coaches in less than a year and a half. I mean, that's part of the problem. So I don't think you should write him off, but there's definitely not been much there. Like, normally there's a you know, there's something like, man, he had that one performance or that. There's been very little moments where you're like, oh, I see it now. There just hasn't.
Not sure there's a single one.